This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so this headline caught my eye. Where psychiatric diagnoses are, quote, scientifically meaningless. This is not something you usually see in headlines. And the timing couldn't be any more worse. I'm going to cross my legs here. Couldn't be any more worse because we're trying to grapple with how we deal with our mental health and how to find the next shooter or the next, you know, Boston Marathon bomber. You know, or the next terrorist, and you know, we're trying to, you know, get a grip on how to diagnose and how to identify if we have a disgruntled employee. But then we come and we find out that a lot of psychiatric diagnoses might not have enough scientific merit. And this is a study that was published in Psychiatry Research, and it concluded that psychiatric diagnoses are scientifically, quote, worthless as tools to identify discrete mental health disorders. This comes from the University of Liverpool. So basically what they did, so they looked at the DSM, and our diagnostic manual, our DSM is kind of our Bible when it comes to psychiatric disorders. It really is our Bible when it comes to that. And they looked at that and they found that psychiatric diagnoses all use different decision-making rules, that there was a huge amount of overlap in symptoms, and that almost all diagnoses mask the role of trauma and adverse events, and they say diagnoses tell us little about the individual patient and what treatment they need. Now, some of you may be like, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, it's about time somebody calls it like it is. And I know there's a lot of you out there, many of you have emailed saying, I got a diagnosis of depression or anxiety, and I don't have that. And so it is very subjective. The psychiatry training that I got as a family medicine doctor, we got a lot. It's not enough. Not enough for me to be confident doing psychiatry and my practice, so I didn't really do psychiatry. I would diagnose mild anxiety, mild depression. I came up with this idea of you having low serotonin and that being a condition, and maybe your low serotonin is making you irritable and causing insomnia and making you grumpy and giving you a bad day and giving you bowel problems or causing your blood pressure to spike. And so I would try some of these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor medications, and a lot of times we found great success. But I was really reluctant on giving you a diagnosis of major depressive disorder or anxiety disorder or adjustment disorder or, you know, another sort of mental health diagnosis. And it is subjective. And unfortunately, insurance companies have forced us doctors to give you a diagnosis, because if I see you as a patient and you, let's say, we've talked about this on air a lot, let's say you want to fall asleep on a plane and you want some Xanax because it helps you fall asleep on a plane and then you can wake up and get up. Well, we're not really supposed to use Xanax for insomnia, and you don't really have insomnia. You just want to fall asleep on a long flight. So, I don't want to lie, so I have to choose, okay, well, are you using it just to fall asleep? Insurance wants a code. To pay for that visit, and for us to write a medication like that, I got to give them a code. So then, well, do you have a little anxiety? Are you able to fall asleep? Nah, yeah, I guess I don't sleep well on a plane, maybe because of that. So, boom, you get the diagnosis of anxiety. But you really don't have anxiety. That's not your diagnosis. And so we're forced to come up with diagnoses all the time. Maybe that's a problem with medicine. Maybe it's all about diagnoses. Well, you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have this. you're a person who's at risk for heart disease. I don't know what it is. You eat like crap. You're overweight. You smoke. You got a lot of family history of stuff. Why do I have to give you 7 to 10 different diagnoses? We got this ICD-10 code with millions of codes, and, you know, these codes now follow you for life because we have electronic medical records. So now we have, you know, more and more patients who want to lie. They don't want their diagnosis of anxiety to follow them because they may want to own a gun later. And just because they wanted Xanax to fall asleep on a flight, they don't want that to prevent them from being able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And so we're kind of in this mess. And so how I look at psychiatry is there are certain diseases that afflict people that are very, very obvious, that are very predictable. We could very consistently diagnose, such as like schizophrenia or major depressive disorder or an addictive personality or, you know, narcissism, histrionic, antisocial, attention deficit. But, you know, I've come to learn that attention deficit is more of a symptom rather than a diagnosis. You know, people will say, yeah, my kid has ADHD. And so my second question is, well, why? Well, what do you mean why? Well, does he have autism? Does he have Asperger's? Does he have hypoglycemia? Does he have a thyroid disorder? Being attention deficit could be a symptom of something else. And so sometimes we get to the diagnosis and we stop it there because, well, we got to write their Vyvanse and their Concerta and their medication. Well, why isn't anybody asking why? So maybe what's good about this study is it makes us kind of relook at how we approach psychiatry and how we, you know, approach a patient that may have a mental health issue. But do we really need to stigmatize? Do we really need to diagnose everybody? You know, if somebody can't sleep or if somebody doesn't like their mother-in-law or if somebody has a fight with their spouse or if somebody doesn't want to go to the in-laws for Christmas or if somebody, you know, is sick and tired of smelling dog crap in the house, you know, and they, you know, don't know how to deal, does that really mean they have a mental condition, you know? So these are things that I think we do have to talk about. I do not want anybody taking this headline to think that whatever they were diagnosed with is poppycock. That's not the case, okay? You know, if you were diagnosed with a mental health condition, there's a very good chance you have that. But there's a lot of overlap. And when I hear people use the term bipolar, oh, they're bipolar. Were they diagnosed with bipolar? I mean, you know, do they really have bipolar? Do they really have depression? Do they really have anxiety? I think we might need to relook at when we actually label and, what are our criteria for that? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so as you guys have probably seen in the news, the Affordable Care Act is up for another legal challenge. Some of you are exhausted by the topic. I'm not yet because it's, our health system's kind of a disarray and we're having trouble moving forward and we've got an election coming up and somebody's going to blame somebody for something. And I would almost rather this be wrapped up so we could kind of have a fresh slate to work from. Cause when you have a bad bill and, you know, a messed up system, I don't understand why we're kept giving it life support. So basically, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to now hear oral arguments starting today about the constitutionality of the ACA. And I know many people are like, well, isn't this over and done with? Didn't, you know, Chief Justice Roberts you know, put an end to this by saying, oh, well, it's constitutional because we could call it a tax. Well, he did when it first went to the Supreme Court. But if you remember correctly, President Trump's administration rolled back the tax. So now, if it's not technically a tax anymore, it might not be constitutional. So the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has set to hear oral arguments in the case of Texas versus Azar, a suit brought by 20 state attorney generals endorsed by President Donald Trump's administration. And it comes in the wake of a 2018 decision by District Court Judge Reed O'Connor, who determined that the ACA is unconstitutional now that Congress has rolled back the penalty, requiring everybody who did not carry health insurance to pay a fine. As you guys know, how Obamacare tried to offset the dearth of money going into insurance now that you could wait until you have a pre-existing condition, what the geniuses decided to do was say, okay, we're going to tax you if you don't buy an insurance policy on the exchange, or if you don't buy some form of health insurance. So now that, you know, yeah, you're right. You don't, if you have pre-existing conditions, we're going to cover you, which is something that a lot of us doctors and, you know, we're happy about, but we knew it wouldn't work right away. We knew that there were going to be problems because now the average person's like, well, then why am I buying health insurance? I'll wait till I'm 50 or 60. So they needed to get young people to buy insurance because we needed their money. We needed their premiums in order to pay for all these other pre-existing conditions. Well, some people are like, I'll take the tax. Because what did we offer them? Did we offer them a couple $100 a month health insurance? No, it was $1,000 a month health insurance. So people were like, the penalty's cheaper. Well, forcing somebody to buy a product that's a crappy product with a high crappy deductible wasn't constitutional. And the Supreme Court said that. The Supreme Court said it's not constitutional unless, and Roberts decided to help proofread and help edit, unless you call it a tax. If you call it a tax, this is fine. So the Obama administration said, all right, that's a tax. We're going to tax you guys. Like, are you kidding me? So Trump came in going attack with a tax. We're not taxing you. We're not going to tax you if you don't buy a product you don't like. And so now things are starting to crumble. So legal experts on both sides of the aisle have argued that O'Connor's reasoning was faulty. Now, this is according to Vox. This is Vox.com, okay? And they think it would be likely to be overturned by the Fifth Circuit. The appeals court's going to begin weighing evidence today. If the bench of three judges decide to reject O'Connor's decision, the Supreme Court probably won't take up the lawsuit. But if the Fifth Circuit reaffirms O'Connor's position, then the ACA may go back to the Supreme Court. Some of you are like, why are we even wasting money on this? At this point, right, this thing should already be dismantled and we should be moving on. We can't. It was built so that you couldn't dismantle it. Right now, they're talking about the stakes of the lawsuit. They said that if anything happens to the ACA, which is exactly the way it was designed, 20 million people could possibly lose insurance. Now, nobody's talking about how most of our insurances suck. They're crappy insurance policies. I haven't gone to the doctor at all because my deductible's too high. You know, I had a health savings account that for some reason I had money in and I still can't use. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. So we, you know, where do we go from here? So the crux of the case comes from the 2017 Republican tax cuts. It eliminated the penalty that people would have to pay if they did not enroll in health insurance. This individual mandate, right, was basically castrated. And the tax law didn't necessarily undo the mandate, but what they did was they made the penalty $0. So the ACA is still there, but we just changed the administration changed the penalty to, okay, well, if you don't buy health insurance, you're going to be taxed $0. So the Supreme Court upheld that if the individual mandate is a tax, this works. the Attorney General's argument is no longer tax. It's unconstitutional. So then what exactly is unconstitutional? What are we forcing people to do? So my concern is this may not go or be overturned because the taxing somebody to buy something was kind of the crux of what was being unconstitutional. The individual mandate is basically limp. It's not active. It's not enforceable. So I'm not exactly sure what would then be the unconstitutional. True, there's a mandate in there. But they said once the heart of the ACA, the individual mandate, is declared unconstitutional, the remainder of the ACA must also fall. Now, somebody could say, well, there's an employer mandate, and that's unconstitutional. So, it's going to be interesting. The state attorney generals come from Texas, Georgia, and Wisconsin. And they've argued that the individual mandate and the rest of the ACA are inextricably tied together. If an individual mandate is invalidated, the whole ACA should be invalidated. Now, what happens to Medicaid? Well, Medicaid expansion is controlled by the states. So the states that aren't handling it themselves, that could be an issue. But then states could very easily expand Medicaid if they decided to. I mean, I always get asked, how do we fix this mess? How do we fix health care? We can't. Healthcare will never be fixed. We have so many issues going on. The ACA accelerated a problem. When liberals say, well, healthcare was a mess before we started, they're not entirely all wrong. All right? We have more unhealthy people and costs than healthy people. We do. And so there's not enough money. And expecting healthy people to put more money in doesn't always work. Expecting the wealthy to put more money in doesn't always work. You have a lot of young, healthy people that don't work and don't pay taxes. They still live at home. And Obamacare had said, okay, yeah, you could still be on your parents' insurance till you're 25, 26. Well, if they're living at home and on their parents' insurance, they're not working, they're not putting money in. Yeah, maybe they're paying the premiums, but we need taxes. We need tax dollars. We need them getting income. We need them buying an apartment. We need them buying a car. So we basically stalled things on the economy level, which I think helped precipitate more of a recession than we had. It should have been called a depression, but luckily people had credit cards and we had government funds to prevent that. But, we don't want to not look at the whole situation whenever we make a big, huge, disastrous bill such as this. So in order to fix healthcare, we need a crap load of tax dollars going into the system. We need affordable health insurance. And maybe what we really need to do is kind of get rid of the whole insurance issue and have doctors that'll take $25, $30, have patients that won't, ask for seven different things to be addressed, one problem per visit, have 15-minute visits, no insurance, no middleman. Have the patients and the doctor negotiate the price. You need an EKG, it's going to cost this. You need a urinalysis, it's going to cost this. There's a chance it's going to be cheaper than what people pay for insurance. Maybe the problem is you're spending $1,200 a month to ask the insurance to ask Dr. Smith to only charge you $200. Whereas Dr. Smith, if he didn't have to deal with your insurance company, might have only charged you $75. So maybe one way to fix healthcare is a lot of these visits to get the middleman out. In fact, we're starting to notice that with telemedicine. Telemedicine, a lot of patients are able to pay $45, get a doctor on the phone, have a doctor look at them, examine them, give them a prescription, and sometimes insurance isn't even in the picture. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jesus. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are increasing pressure on Labor Secretary Alex Acosta to resign. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway weighs in on the Democrats' effort.
It's classic her and her Democratic Party to not focus on the perpetrator at hand and instead to focus on a member of the Trump administration. They're so obsessed with this president that they immediately go to Alex Acosta rather than Jeffrey Epstein.
Conway was speaking there on Fox News. She also adds that President Trump met Acosta for the first time before nominating him to be Labor Secretary. As a federal prosecutor in Florida years ago, Acosta was involved in crafting a controversial plea deal with Epstein in a case involving sexual abuse against minors. Billionaire and former presidential candidate Ross Perot is dead at the age of 89. Perot had been battling leukemia over the past 5 months and passed away this morning at his Dallas home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a poll out saying that many Americans feel vulnerable despite a good economy. They say Americans' anxiety is among the consequences of economic expansion, which has benefited the most affluent far more than it has others. What? Okay, this is according to Market Watch. Have the rich gotten richer? See, I always thought it didn't matter who was president. The rich always get richer. The rich always know how to make money. The rich just know how to make money. And I'm not saying that in a bad sense. But if there's certain things that certain ways a market's going to go and ways the market won't. Somebody who's, you know, been in the market for a long time kind of knows what to dump and what not to. Okay? Me and my husband have been very, very naive. In the 80s, we were told when we were growing up that you got to always get real estate. You have to invest in real estate. So when we finally had, you know, a couple thousand burning a hole in our pocket, we invested in some real estate. Well, then 2009 came, and that was a disaster. So I don't really know how the rich do it, but what I do know is the more money you have, then the more cushion you have, I guess. But for those of us that aren't rich, you know, are we satisfied? Are we scared? So they say, Americans are generally satisfied with their personal finances, but lack confidence in their ability to afford retirement and emergency expense for our daily living costs. I agree with that. They say roughly two-thirds, 67%, describe their financial situation as generally good, up from 62% who said that at the start of the year. That's according to the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. And they say the brighter economic outlook reflects in part a decade-long U.S. economic expansion that is now the longest on record. A decade-long? I thought the economy only improved the last couple of years. Well, all right. The expansion, again, you know, articles are going to sway it to, you know, yeah. All I know is the economy stunk for years. All right? And it just happened, coincidentally, to be the same years Obama was in office. But it's debatable whether the economy started to improve during the Obama years or not. That's up to you guys to decide, not me. I'm not an economist. However, I do like to, as a doctor, talk about the economy in terms of the psychology of it and in terms of people feeling anxious, people feeling safe, people feeling daring and adventurous. Those sort of personality traits, when it comes to the economy, help steer the economy. And so I think it's very interesting. I think it's very, very important. Now, they say some groups, especially young adults, racial minorities, and the poor, say they remain financially insecure. Their anxiety is among the consequences of the economic expansion, this article is saying. They say the richest Americans now hold a greater share of the nation's wealth than they did before the Great Recession began in 2007. Well, 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 the Great Recession began in 2008, 2009. You see how they keep bringing it back so it looks like it's on Bush? Oh, well. They say housing and college costs have imposed a much heavier strain on today's young adults than they did on older generations. Four decades of sluggish pay growth have depressed starting salaries for people. Nearly 4 in 10 Americans say they lack confidence in their ability to pay for an emergency expense of $1,000. That's true. If we have an emergency expense of that, when a car dies, when you have a medical issue, if somebody dies and you need to pay for a funeral, it levels any middle-income, even upper-middle-income person. It's not easy, as well as low-income. They say 1 in 10 say it's very likely they won't pay the bill at all, even if they meant taking a loan, relying on a credit card, or borrowing money from relatives. Yeah, a lot of people, when they look at medical bills, they're like, I'm just not paying. What are they going to do? Who cares about credit? A lot of people really are kind of scared of having a bad credit score, like they used to be. You know, I told you what was really frustrating is we had a perfect credit score, my husband and I. And the recession hit, and in about 2009, we went to the bank to ask for a line of credit because we still wanted to pay our employees. And they said no. They turned us down, and we were like, but our credit's impeccable. They go, yeah, but it won't be. I'm like, what are you talking about? They go, it's a recession. We're not going to loan money out. I'm like, we for decades have made sure that we have paid every single credit card payment, every single car payment. Now we need money to pay our staff. Because we have this Obamacare, and insurance companies are telling us to bill the patient because of, you know, high deductible plans. Patients are paying. We want to pay our staff, and we make good. Nope, you're going to have money problems. We're not going to give you. Now, we would have, they were right in terms of us getting hurt a lot by the recession, as well as Obamacare, but we still would have made good if we could on our payments. So having good credit did nothing for us. Nobody would give us a loan still. Now we're able to get loans and all that because, again, you know, there's a stimulation in the economy. But that sucked. So just 2 in 10 are very confident that they have enough savings for retirement. Oh, I have no confidence in retirement. No way. There's no way I have enough money for retirement. I know 70, 80-year-olds who go, we don't have enough money for retirement. And remember, the olden days are like, well, you know, okay, you know, we'll have Social Security, you know, or our family will take care of us. It's different like that. Families don't take care of each other. And Social Security and Medicare are going to be, you know, completely bottomed out by the time we need it. A quarter of Americans say their expenses are rising faster than their incomes. 11% say their salaries have outpaced their costs. Okay, let's look at that for a second here. Okay, our expenses are rising faster than our incomes. I see what people spend money on. We are still spending. I mean, iPhones. Some of these iPhones are $1,000. Laptops, $1,000. Wi-Fi. Going to the movies is pretty expensive, and I'm still seeing a lot of people go to the movies. Eating out is very expensive. Going to these clubs, bottle service. I'm seeing people drop some change. Disneyland. I don't know how there are hours and hours and hours of lines in Disneyland. Where do people have the money to spend $150 for a hopper pass for each person in the family? So things cost more, and we go, you know what, to heck with it. We're going to make this happen. And I want people to go on Disneyland vacations. I want people to, you know, have a cell phone, etc. But it used to not cost that much. In the 70s and 80s, you had a phone line. You had to pay the power bill, you know. You had one TV. One TV. We had one TV. If it didn't work, it didn't work. I remember one time my parents were able to buy a second TV to put in their room. We were like, whoa, did we win the lottery? It was a little black and white TV that they were able to put in their bedroom. We were like, whoa, what lottery did it? Who did we borrow money from? Now everybody has computers and TVs and, I mean, we're really electronic. Internet, data plans, gas is expensive, cars. You know, we do overspend, which is why when somebody says, I'm not going to have a car and I'm going to just Uber, I don't blame them. They may actually be smart. College prices are rising. Why? Well, you know, we're raising minimum wage and professors want to make a lot of money and, you know, college campuses need more security and, you know, they need to do a lot more in terms of, you know, protecting students and, you know, they need to upgrade and things like that. And so, you know, it gets passed on to the students. And students' tuition will just rise every single year. Free college for everybody. I don't see how the hell we will afford that. But it's just things cost more. And they're going to cost even more now that we're going to be raising minimum wage, which we may have to do. I'm not saying we don't do it. I'm still torn on what we need to do because $7.25 an hour is too low. But as you raise minimum wage, now food's going to get more expensive. All this pesticides and FDA and, you know, USDA and everybody kind of searching the foods, that costs more money. Marijuana, for those of you that smoke marijuana, once it becomes legalized, now it costs more money. So everything just seems to cost more. So what do we do? If we don't have financial security, if we don't think we're ready for retirement, if we don't think our job is safe, it starts to make us anxious. When we get anxious, we use more healthcare costs. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. It's an interesting poll. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this story caught my eye. Apparently, there's a New York couple that had to give up their newborn twins because wrong embryos were implanted. They gave birth to the twins in March after traveling to Los Angeles to undergo in vitro fertilization. Now they have filed a lawsuit against a clinic claiming that a mix-up resulted in them giving birth to another couple's children, which they had to give up. Boy, is this a cluster. The couple identified in the lawsuit as AP and YZ say that they first consulted CHA Fertility Center in January 2018 and that a first attempt at in vitro fertilization in July had failed. According to the New York Post, a second attempt just a month later was successful. But the couple claims they raised alarm early on in the pregnancy after they were told they were carrying twin boys because they only had unfrozen two female embryos. But Dr. Josh Berger and Simon Hong, co-owners of CHS Fertility Center, being reported by Fox News, allegedly told the couple that the ultrasound was not a definitive test. And Berger reportedly relayed a similar story involving his own wife to the expected parents. The couple claims they were assured that they were expecting twin girls throughout the pregnancy. But on March 31st, 2019, Mom AP gave birth to twin boys via C-section. Then AP realized that the boys did not share their Asian ethnicity. A genetic test conducted by CHA Fertility Center personnel who flew to New York after the birth reportedly confirmed that the boys were not genetically related to the couple. So, lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, the couple was forced to give custody to each child to their biological parents, who are also clients of CHA Fertility Center. They also do not know what became of their two female embryos. Oh, I would be losing my mind. From a physician standpoint, according to Dr. Jessica Shepherd, OB-GYN, who was not involved in the case, she said from a physician standpoint and from the actual extraction and retrieval to transfer, there are so many steps that are involved through the process. Whether it's with the geneticist, the lab techs, we all have a responsibility to ensure that the actual transfer is going to the right person. Now, apparently, they spent over $100,000, the couple, on fees and travel expenses associated with the clinic, not to mention they've suffered permanent emotional injuries from which they will not recover. That is, I don't even know what the monetary amount would be on that, but that is one heck of a cluster. And I don't know what doofus, allegedly, right, caused the mix-up, but, you know, you have embryos that you want to carry. You don't know where they are. You carried somebody else's baby. You went through a C-section, which means you went through a surgery. Now you went through the scarring and complications of that. You don't even get to keep the baby, so you bonded with. I wonder if the babies will be able to sue later. You know, a lot of babies can sue until the age of 18 in some states. They could sue the doctor. It scares the hell out of obstetricians, you know, but, I mean, you really have to show proof of damage. But, you know, if these boys were in another mom, right? And they weren't supposed to be in that mom. You know, could they later sue? I don't know. That's just a cluster. But, again, these things kind of new to the whole legal landscape because we used to not be able to, you know, help infertile couples from making babies and carrying a pregnancy to term. So it's I think, a fantastic medical breakthrough that we are able to have this sort of technology, but unfortunately, then mistakes happen. And as a parent, you're really not allowed in the lab going, well, let me make sure you're not messing this up. It's interesting. For a job, I had to give a drug test, and I passed, of course. Yeah, really, please. Man, oh, if I did drugs, I would be the opposite. I'd be like, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. I would be sleeping the whole time. But with the drug test, it was very interesting because, you know, I wanted to pee because I had to pee, you know, and then I wanted to go. I had to get back to work. I had to whatever. And they were like, okay, well, you know, this is your number. I want you to see that we're putting the barcode on that. I go, I trust you. It's fine. Okay, then you're going to pee in the cup. We're going to do this. And it's like there were multiple steps to ensure that my test wasn't being mixed up with somebody else's. And I appreciate the fact that they did that. But I'm like, you know, I'm fine. I trust you guys. But, you know, thank God they do that. Because imagine if, you know, samples get mixed up. And my guess is for a lot of these labs now to go through that great a task to ensure that your, you know, drug sample and urine sample is yours. My guess is somebody must have messed up in the past. So, yeah. Caffeine powder in a protein shake led to a man's death. This is scary. They say in the early hours of New Year's Day last year, Lachlan Foote returned home from a night out with his friends, kissed his mom goodbye, made a protein shake. Not long after, he blacked out in the bathroom, never regained consciousness, died before he turned 22. So people thought it was a drug overdose. But they say it wasn't. So they got the coroner's report last week, the family, and it concluded that Lachlan Foote died of caffeine toxicity after the 21-year-old unknowingly ingested a dangerous amount of the powder in a protein shake. 1 teaspoon of caffeine powder had the equivalent of 50 cups of coffee. So he made a protein shake, but innocently added too much caffeine powder. I didn't know that caffeine powder is sold and very easily accessible. And 1 teaspoon ended up being lethal. Now, apparently caffeine powder is popular in fitness circles, is commonly marketed as a diet supplement, and it's added to protein shakes and health drinks. So what people do to stay slim is they'll grab a protein shake, you know, for a meal, but to, you know, be awoke and energized in the morning and have their appetite down, they'll add some caffeine powder. So they're not sure where he got it from. They say a search of his computer and bank statements by both his family and police came up blank. So they think maybe he might have gotten the caffeine powder from a friend or work associate, but unfortunately it was pure caffeine powder. And stuff like that is out there, and unfortunately can kill. He kept it in the kitchen pantry. The family said one of us could have thought mistaken it for flour or sugar. But what that means is the boy would have never kept it there if he thought that it would hurt the family or hurt themselves. So what was scary and eerie is on the night he died, Lachlan had a Facebook, he was talking to friends on Facebook, and his final message had mentioned that his shake tasted bitter. He said, "I think my protein powder has gone off." He wrote, barely, I think he's from England. So he wrote at 2:07 a.m., he goes, "Anyway, night lad, see you in the morning." And unfortunately, he was found dead on the bathroom floor. So the family's obviously freaked out, but know that there's this caffeine powder that's out there. And no illicit substances were found on the coroner. Blood alcohol level was well below 0.05. And so, you know, and there's a lot of religions that don't, allow autopsies because, unfortunately, you know, with autopsies, you know, a lot of the organs have to be kind of, you know, dissected and looked at. I would at least suggest a tox screen. At least get that done whenever anything like this happens. Because, you know, the idea that one of your loved ones, you know, is gone because of something that they didn't do, to me, I think, you know, mars their memory. And so, you know, I'm of a religion where we don't really do autopsies. But I really like the idea of tox screens and just, you know, somebody coming up with a more appropriate cause of death. Because then we can, you know, use it to learn from and make sure other family members aren't at risk. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye to Ross Perot. He left us at the age of 89 after fighting a 5-month battle with leukemia. We'll talk more about this in the coming days. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.